Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, Pastor Al Davis is away, and I am James Maletti, his fill-in today, and I appreciate the opportunity. I filled in for Pastor John Lutz in the previous show, and we opened with prayer for Pastor Al because I mentioned that he is down, I believe, in Kentucky attending and coordinating the funeral for his wife's mother. And our prayers continue to be with Pastor Al and his family, and that his mourning can be alleviated and that he can have the comfort of God. And I know that he is, you know, strong and works through this and gives comfort to others, but we should pray for comfort for him too. And we have done that and continue to do that. Our past half hour was spent talking about socialism, the misunderstanding of it, interpreting it by a lot of pundits that are in the media right now, and I say misinterpreting it because they don't get the gravity of it, because it's not just a political problem. It's a godly problem. It is an anti-God system, totally and completely, and that's its main goal. Socialism's main goal is to fight God, literally to fight God. We've started in our expose of it. I didn't even know if we were going to have enough for the first show, and now we're going to continue through Pastor Al's show too in examining socialism. And I want to start with this point now. The youth of today, they're almost 50% in polls that I've seen claiming to be socialists, youth, millennials, claiming to be socialists. It is a lot of cognitive dissonance on their part, a ton of cognitive dissonance on their part. They claim to be individuals. I'm going to express my individuality. I am an individual. Don't tell me what to do. That's one of the reasons they fight against Christianity all the time, is because they're an individual. They're not going to get told how to act and how to behave and this kind of thing. And they will not bow their knee to God. They're going to do what they want to do. They're an individual. Horrible humanist idea that it comes down to they're their own God. But their cognitive dissonance shows by the fact that, you know, they fight against Antifa, fights against President Trump, and Trump supporters call Antifa calls them Nazis and, you know, hate mongers and all that. Do you know what the Nazi Party stands for? National Socialist Party. The socialists are what they claim to be, yet they claim to be fighting against Nazis, which are socialists. Do you see the cognitive dissonance? Now, they claim to be such individuals. I'm going to dye my hair green. I'm going to be a homosexual because I'm an individual and I do what I want to do. And the idea of socialism is that everyone's equal, that you do not have your own identity. Everybody's dragged down to the lowest common denominator and made totally equal. And if you have too much, you better give it away to someone else to make them equal with you, which, of course, they don't want to do, because all socialists want to be on the top of the heap. They don't want to be the part that's all equal. That's why the rich are always the ones that promote socialism, but it's cognitive dissonance totally and completely. Listen to this quote. Here's some quotes from Karl Marx. First of all, he said, the last capitalist we hang shall be the one who sold us the rope. That's a quote from Karl Marx. But listen to this quote from Karl Marx. Let me just tell you, and then I'll respond to it. This is a quote from Karl Marx. The less you eat, drink, and read books, the less you go to the theater, the dance hall, the public house, the less you think, love, theorize, sing, paint, fence, etc., the more you save, the greater becomes your treasure, which neither moths nor dust will devour, your capital. The less you are, listen to this, the less you are, the more you have. The less you express your own life, the greater is your alienated life, the greater is the store of your estranged being. Good grief. He's telling people, these people that claim to be individuals, that claim to do their own thing, it's like every Pepsi commercial that you ever see, the Pepsi generation, do your own thing. Socialism is the total opposite of that. It's the total opposite of what they think they're doing. They're parading around and marching and all this stuff, and they're really working for their oppressors. It's the cognitive dissonance of the whole millennial generation on display. They don't understand one thing about how they're being used, how they're being, they're totally being herded like sheep to do the bidding of their overlords, and they don't even know it. They're willingly falling in line into this oppression and fighting someone like Donald Trump that's trying to liberate them from this oppression that they say that they're fighting. They say that they're fighting oppression while they're being oppressed, fighting the person that wants to liberate them from the oppression while they're fighting for oppression. It's insane. It is literal insanity. It is cognitive dissonance totally on display by these people, and they're so arrogant in it. They're so convinced and so arrogant in it. Why? Because the schools are busier teaching fourth graders how to put condoms on bananas and telling you that there's no such thing as a male or a female. There's no such thing as a boy or a girl to third graders, to kindergartners, than teaching the truth of history, of what's happening right now, the truth of socialism. Karl Marx said, religion is the impotence of the human mind to deal with occurrences it cannot understand. You know, there's the famous quote that he says, religion is the opiate of the people, meaning it's like heroin to people. It just calms them down. It keeps them quiet. This is a quote you don't hear very much from Karl Marx. Religion is the impotence of the human mind to deal with occurrences it cannot understand. That is a mantra of atheists. If you spend any time talking to atheists, they'll say, oh, well, I'm rational and I have reason. I have reason. And the Christianity is just a myth because you don't understand. So you just made up myths. People say that, atheists say that all the time, constantly. This is a socialist idea because socialism is anti-God at its core. It can pretend that it's about equality. It can pretend all the evil stuff that it does doesn't compare to the evil of the anti-God philosophy that is the core, the central tenet of socialism. Religion is the impotence of the human mind. Let me see, I'm going to skip. This goes so fast. I want to make sure to get to some of this really good stuff. Vladimir Lenin. You know, Vladimir Lenin was, he was a Russian revolutionary, political theorist. He was the head of the government of Russia from 1917 to 1924 and of the Soviet Union from 1922 to 1924. Here's some quotes from Vladimir Lenin. The goal of socialism is communism. Another quote, listen to these quotes, this is just amazing stuff. Another quote from Vladimir Lenin. We can and must write in a language which sows among the masses hate, revulsion, and scorn toward those who disagree with us. Wow. See that happening right now? I'm going to read that one again. Vladimir Lenin, quote, we can and must write in a language which sows among the masses hate, revulsion, and scorn toward those who disagree with us. Whew. Starts to become clear when you dive into this socialism, what it is. Listen to this quote from Vladimir Lenin. The press, already it's an amazing quote. The press should be not only a collective propagandist and a collective agitator, but also a collective organizer of the masses. Holy cow! Here's another quote from Vladimir Lenin. It is, of course, much easier to shout, abuse, and howl than attempt to relate to explain. Man, it becomes clear when you realize what these people are about. Here's another quote from Vladimir Lenin. Only an armed people can be the real bulwark of popular liberty. Wow. Why are they coming after our guns? Well, because only an armed people can be the real bulwark of popular liberty. They know what they're doing. And this is not new stuff. You know, Vladimir Lenin, like I just detailed, he was ruling Russia in the 20s, starting in 1917. This is not new, but it's becoming almost 50% of millennials claim to be socialists right now. They don't know anything about it. I'm not sure. Well, maybe they, I don't know. I wish it was a call-in show. I would ask your opinion. Do they, would they agree of these quotes? I know that there were a lot of millennials that aren't in favor of free speech anymore, especially on college campuses. Here's some more quotes from Vladimir Lenin that I guarantee you are not being taught in schools. There are no morals in politics. There is only expedience. A scoundrel may be of use to us just because he is a scoundrel. Another quote from Vladimir Lenin, 1913, in a letter to Maxim Gorky. There can be nothing more abominable than religion. Here's another quote from Vladimir Lenin. Atheism is a natural and inseparable part of Marxism, of the theory and practice of scientific socialism. Our program necessarily includes the propaganda of atheism. Starts to become clear when you know what they're all about. There's a book out by Pastor Richard Wurmbrand. The book was published in the 60s, called Marx and Satan. Pastor Richard Wurmbrand, he was the leader of an underground church in Romania, and he spent 14 years in a communist prison. It's a book full of great information about the connection. Marx proclaimed himself, Karl Marx originally pretended to be a Christian. And there's lots of evidence that, I mean, not only is he obviously anti-God, but has ties to Satanism, literally Satanism. And this book details it. I'm not sure we have time. I have a lot of information here, but I'm not sure we have time to go through it because there's something else I want to get to before we run out. Boy, last show, I was just getting rolling and all of a sudden the music was playing, so I don't want that to happen again. There's so much to get to. But when you start exposing this socialism, you can see what it is. You can see where they come from. And I am curious if the youth of today that embraces it, if the millennials that claim almost 50% to be socialists understand what they're linking to. Again, the Nazis are the National Socialist Party. I don't think they know that. Do they know that? Do they bind themselves to that? I'm not sure. It would be interesting. But Marx, he was initially portraying himself as a Christian. And this happens very, very often. Here's a poem written by Karl Marx in 1837 and published in 1841 called The Fiddler. He was proclaiming himself to be a Christian, but then he wrote this. How so? This is a poem called The Fiddler, written by Karl Marx, published in 1841. How so? I plunge without fail. My blood back saber into your soul. That art God neither wants nor wists. It leaps to the brain from hell's black mist, till hearts bewitched, till senses reel. With Satan I have struck my deal. He chalks the signs, beats time for me. I play the death march fast and free. Good grief. Do people know this? You don't get taught this in school. So, Karl Marx pretended to be a Christian. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she was raised Catholic. She just recently within the past week, she was quoting the Bible to push her militant her militant environmentalism. Boy, I can't remember that word. Her militant environmentalism. She was trying to persuade people was godly and in the Bible. And of course, we do have dominion over the earth and the animals and stuff. Absolutely, but it's government control that she wants, and it's a common tendency for socialists, you know, which of course she doesn't deny that she is, to pretend that they're Christians. It's an amazing thing. Karl Marx once considered himself a Christian, pretended to be a Christian. Charles Darwin pretended to be a Christian. Some of the most evil people in the history of the world, some of the most dangerous people in the history of the world, pretended that they were Christians at one time. Charles Darwin studied to be a pastor at one time in his life and, you know, was actually totally and completely against biblical concepts, as is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as is Karl Marx. Obama claimed to be a Christian and mocked the Bible all the time. If you go on YouTube right now, you will see video after video of Obama mocking the Bible.
Which part of the Bible should we believe?
You remember that? It's all over the place. He would continually cover up crosses when he went to speak, even at Catholic institutes. Notre Dame, he covered up crosses. You know, there's trouble with Catholic institutions to begin with, but Obama mocked the Bible all the time. Hillary Clinton claimed to be a Christian, still to this day claims to be a Christian. She claimed to have wanted to be a Methodist minister. Listen to this. This is what I wanted to get to while we still have time. Hillary Clinton wanted to be a Methodist minister. Her pastor, Billy Shalady, thought she would be good at it. This is not a pastor. Hillary told women in the World Summit, listen, you remember this quote? Hillary told women in the World Summit meeting that she addressed, quote, Hillary's quote from Hillary Clinton, laws have to be backed up with resources and political will. And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. Your deep-seated religious beliefs have to be changed. Why? Because they don't bend and mold to her socialist ideas, to her, more importantly, her anti-God ideas. Hillary Clinton's campaign, do you remember, in 2016, she was totally for homosexual rights. Bible condemns that completely. Totally for transsexuals. She was even for late-term abortion. Not just abortion. That's not even bad enough. She was for late-term abortion. She claimed that banning partial birth abortion, quote, is extreme, deceptive, and unconstitutional, Hillary Clinton said when she was a senator. In 2003, she said that. That's a quote from 2003. Banning partial birth abortion is extreme, deceptive, and unconstitutional. This is somebody that a pastor in the Methodist Church claimed would be a good preacher, good pastor in the Methodist Church. She is an over-the-top advocate of homosexuality, transsexuals, late-term abortion. It sounds conspiratorial. It sounds actually kind of crazy to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. It sounds tin hat wearing, but she attended seances. Her husband, Bill Clinton, talks about this in his. I don't know exactly where he was addressing, but he has talked about her attending seances in front of thousands of people, communing with the dead spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt. Now I say this in right thinking. People say, you're out of your mind. What are you talking about? Go YouTube it. There's Bill Clinton, video of Bill Clinton talking about and not even ashamed. He said Hillary Clinton called him on the way to whatever rally he was addressing and told him to mention the fact that she communes with the dead spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt. Good grief. And Bill Clinton's not bothered by it. He talks about it freely. Hillary Clinton's not bothered by it. She told him to talk about it. So yet, Mark Tooley, the president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy, told LifeSite News, it infuriates me. It makes me sigh, lose energy, become despondent. Bill Tooley, president of the Institute, Mark Tooley, president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy, told LifeSite News, quote, Hillary, she is a living example of how religious upbringing can indelibly shape a person who ultimately has national influence. Clinton's views have remained in many ways a reflection of what she learned from 1960s Methodism. He's saying this like it's good. He's saying this like it's good. He, without knowing it, he is totally condemning the Methodist teaching that I guess Hillary Clinton grew up with, because she is totally for everything that God is against. She is totally for and supports and wants to institute on us everything that God is against. Yet the Methodist Church says, oh, she learned really well from us. She's this way because of the Methodist Church. Because they've fallen so far from God's truth. Good grief. Makes me angry. She has fallen because of the teachings of the Methodist, because of the teaching of Saul Alinsky too, but because she didn't have any grounding. She should have been saved by the time she got to Saul Alinsky if she was going to a Methodist church. She should have been hearing the truth, believe the truth, because you get saved by belief. And by the way, it's not just the Methodist's fault. Catholics, you don't get saved by baptism. You're making people think they're saved because of baptism and because of last rites and because of the priest forgiving your sins and all kinds of works salvation. That's not the way salvation works. You get saved by belief. He that believeth on him is not condemned. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. That's John 1:7. All over the Bible, you get saved by belief. You don't get saved. So now the Methodist Church didn't teach the truth. So now Hillary Clinton is the way she is. Horribly ungodly. Thinks she's godly because of the teaching that she got from the Methodist Church. Catholics think they're godly. Now you can be saved. You can be a Catholic and be saved if you believe. I don't believe you can be a Catholic and believe the stuff that the Catholic Church teaches and be saved. I don't think you can believe that Jesus is a piece of bread and believe. I don't, because that's not what Jesus is. That's just made up. But you don't get saved. This is important too, because I don't want to sound, I'm just picking on the Catholics or just picking on Methodists. You don't get saved by reciting the sinner's prayer. If somebody says, say this prayer, and they say it, they'll think they're saved because people tell them this all the time. Just say this prayer and you'll be saved. Well, if they don't believe, if they're not believers, they're not saved. I don't care what prayer that you tell them to say. They don't even know the words that are coming. They're just monkeying it back. They're not saved. And this causes great harm to Christianity when people think they're saved and not saved. Obviously, Darwin thought he was saved. Obama, these people think they're Christians. Hillary Clinton thinks she's a Christian. Karl Marx started out thinking he was a Christian. These people are not Christians, obviously. 1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us, that they were not all of us. These are not Christians. We're doing a disservice by not preaching what salvation is, and it's belief. It's belief. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I pray that you would be one of the believers. Be born again. Be believing in Jesus Christ, not a made-up Jesus Christ, but the actual Jesus Christ of the Bible. Do it now. God bless you all. Thank you so much. My name is James Maletti. I look forward to talking to you again soon. God bless you.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.